I don't know how much of that is a power struggle or ideological, and how much of it is simply the difference between the responsibilities of an executive branch official, the leader of the state, essentially, and the some of the legislative leaders.
The governor and the lawmakers did not create a state exchange. They didn't do anything specific. They were sort of, let's wait and see what happens with the Supreme Court,
right,
and then we'll either decide to act or not act, as the case may be.
Right.
Supreme Court makes its decision, comes out in favor of the Affordable Care Act, and the governor comes out with a statement that says, I want to look at both issues, both the chance to put a state exchange together and whether or not to expand Medicaid. And right after that, we've got the House Speaker Lawrence Denny and Majority Leader Mike Moyle coming out with a statement saying we shouldn't do either. Where does that lead us?
Well, I think it probably leaves us with nothing going to happen at this point. The governor could call a special session. I think it's unlikely that he will do that. My guess is what the governor is going to do is to go ahead and create this task force, do some of the groundwork anyway, and then wait and see what happens with the election in November. Some of this is philosophical. I mean, I have no problem with that. People can genuinely disagree about the philosophy of what ought to be done, whether the market can adequately deal with this, whether this is a state issue rather than a federal issue. That's all fine as far as I'm concerned. But some of it is obviously political posturing on both sides.
Something like 9 GOP governors have said they will refuse to expand Medicaid.
Yeah.
Is that going to affect Otter's decision? Is he going to be swayed at all by that?
Well, I think it's possible, certainly. And this is where the posturing comes in to some extent. You know, there were a number of states that said they were going to, Republicans in particular, who said they were not going to take any of the TARP money a couple of years ago. Well, I believe that pretty much all of them wound up taking it. You know, what they say now and what they say 6-7 months from now may be two entirely different things. On the other hand, I think there are states that are very concerned about the cost of Medicaid, the rising cost of Medicaid, and don't want to expand that at all, given the possibility that there might be even a little bit of state money that goes into that.
It's complicated. There's a lot of moving parts.
Exactly. There are a lot of moving parts. It's complicated by the fact that it's that some of it is posturing in an election year. I mean, and it's complicated by the fact that some people are opposed to this on philosophical grounds and some people are opposed to it on other kinds of grounds. So it's a very complex issue.